I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show 2017. Joining us right now from Cummins is Grant Russo. Grant, how are you?
Good. Welcome. I'm doing well. Thank you, Eric.
Let's talk about what you folks at Cummins are doing here at the Mid-America Show. I understand that you guys are hosting a ride and drive here at Matt's for the X15 Efficiency Series and X15 Performance Series engines. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we've one thing that we've been doing differently at Cummins that we've experienced is we just want people to get out and feel the product.
Right.
It's hard. I mean, we talk about the product day in and day out. That's our job. But it doesn't do a lick of good until people actually feel it. So that's where we're doing some ride and drives. We've got a couple trucks down here. We've got a Pete, a Kenworth, a Volvo. Two of them have our Performance Series engine, which is sort of the 485 to 605 horsepower ratings. And one has the Efficiency Series for the maximum fuel economy. And we've got all these neat new electronic features to really help people maximize fuel economy. But it's not everyone's experienced them. They feel a little different. So we want to make sure they get out there and see what they actually do on the road.
Sure. And what's that response been like so far?
It's been great. We have a few drivers that have been helping us out. Who came from, driving manual for 20 years.
Right.
We've gotten into a couple trucks with AMTs, drove all around the U.S. Chestnut, we've got a new feature called Smart Coast, where it actually coasts, it's kind of a neutral coasting.
Right.
And the first time they experienced it was a really weird feeling. But I tell you what, everyone loves it. Doing it day in and day out and really just having to kind of take their mind off of things, they don't really have to worry so much. It's some of the shifting, and even physically, it's a little less demanding.
It seems like Cummins here taking this extra step by offering both the Performance Series X15 and the Efficiency Series. Tell us what's behind that. Explain that and basically why is it that you would offer these two different types of the X15?
Right. Well, one of our strategies at Cummins is to offer the right product for the right customer. We don't want to have a one-size-fits-all. We don't want to offer sort of a vanilla spec and hope that it works for everyone or hits 80% of the customers and then leaves the 20% out the door. We want to make sure that we've got coverage across the board. So we have each engine has been designed even within the single family of the X15, 15-liter engine. We've had the Efficiency Series from 400 to 500 horsepower. We've got the Performance from 45 to 605. And within those ranges, we've got, the right rating for each customer, whether you're, just driving around in a 100-mile radius, taking some light loads and diminishing loads, or if you're hauling 300,000 pounds worth of, equipment across North America through Colorado, we've got the right product. And we've been hearing some really good feedback from folks who have been able to spec one or the other or even both and kind of test them against each other.
Right. Now, speaking of the X15 series, we understand Cummins actually got a couple of awards from Truck Writers North America and from Heavy Duty Trucking Magazine.
Yep.
Tell us about those awards and what it means to receive them.
Oh, yeah. It's been fantastic. The X15, engine that we launched in 2017, we put an extra year of development. We typically spend about 3 years developing. This one we put a full 4 years of developing test validation. And we put a whole lot of focus on not just improving fuel economy and performance, but making sure that when we bring those improvements, it's the most reliable product that we can have out there. Mm. If there was any threat of reliability, we threw out those improvements. I think what we're seeing with those accolades is a validation of that people have seen what we've done, the press has experienced it, the customers have experienced it, everyone's talking, everyone's been very excited about this new product and how different it is for something that it's been around. The X15 engine at the base has been around since the late 90s, but we did everything differently this time. And so from the Truck Writers of North America, who are just the veterans of the group, to Heavy Duty Trucking, it's been fantastic to receive those accolades.
Outside of the X15, Cummins has actually introduced several other products in 2017.
Yep.
What's the response been? What are you guys hearing back on those?
It's been fantastic. So, we've got the full lineup of diesel engines we launched in 2017, our B67 6.7 liter, which is the commercial version of what you see in the Ram heavy duty trucks.
Right.
The L9 engine, our 8.9 liter engine. I like to say it does a lot of the fringe work for us. It goes where no engine really wants to go in some of those tough duty cycles. We've got the ISX 12. In 2018, we'll launch the X12, which is a completely redesigned engine, ultra lightweight, heavy duty engine, and of course the X15, like we talked about. For the B67 and the L9, Customers have been, the order boards have been flashing up all the past 3 months in 2017.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot of folks really excited about this product. We actually announced last week that B67 will bring a further 8.5% fuel economy gains over the 2016 product.
Wow.
So.
Oh, nice. Connection, staying connected today is crucial to any business.
Yep.
We know Cummins has announced several new tools aimed at maximizing the uptime for drivers.
Yep.
Let's talk about them. A connected advisor, connected software updates, and, of course, the guidance mobile app.
Right.
So what are these tools and how are they helping the drivers?
Yeah. So our connected tools, we talk about connected diagnostics is something we launched a while ago, connected software updates. That utilizes a telematics hardware.
Right.
And basically, so for connected diagnostics, as a customer experiences a potential fault code, they'll get a notification of the fault code, the most likely cause, and then a link to find the closest location.
Hmm.
That's something we've had around for a while, and that's worked out really well for us. We wanted to take those next steps. So connected software updates offers the opportunity for fleets to manage, to actually manage their vehicle from any location. So using the telematics, all they need to do is have that 4G capability, and they can actually go out and program calibrations into the trucks wherever the truck is located. It's just a simple, there's a little sign on that the fleet manager can manage those ratings, and then the driver clicks, an OK to make sure it actually connects to the truck, and then it takes a 5-minute download. And then we also have this guidance app, which is very much for the service provider. This helps identify, it's a single sign-on for all Cummins service web pages.
Right.
And it brings everything into one housing. And we have something called immediate assessment. When there's an issue, the fault code will flash up, and it'll basically tell you this is the most likely cause, and this is about how long it'll take. So it's sort of a triage. So you can say, is it 1 to 3 hours? Is
right.
it 24 hours? Is it a two-day job?
Right.
So you can start to really plan out
right.
how long the truck needs to be out and how you can get it through the service facilities faster.
Right. Better planning on the fly, whereas before, without these kind of tools, you're actually the planning itself is taking time.
Absolutely.
So now you can do that planning ahead of
yep.
time and stay ahead of the game and minimize
Absolutely.
That.
I like to think that Cummins is helping become the fleet manager for small fleets that don't have
right.
their own.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that
yeah.
we're the consultant.
Sure. We understand there, that Cummins Care has been revamped. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's behind this and what does it mean for the customer?
Yeah. So Cummins Care, which is at the base, we have a number, 1-800-Cummins. It's a great place to really reach out to directly to talk with our experts. We now have we reorganized. So we have 3 level of experts. At the first level is the level 1. It's basically what if it's a question that is there's a readily available answer, they can answer it on the spot. That's level 1. Get it done. If they determine that it needs to progress to a level 2, which is about a 24-hour window, we've got some experts who are always on call for that,
right.
who can kind of get that answer within 24 hours. If it goes beyond that to an undetermined amount of time, we've got a level 3 experts, which are really the main experts that I would go to internally. These are folks that they're definitely the heavy hitters within our organization
yeah.
who are regionally – they're all around the regions, and they'll be available to access in the case where they really need an answer now.
Let's talk about the Oil Guard program and this program from Cummins. How is this helping the customers maybe extend their maintenance intervals?
Yeah, so this is this Oil Guard oil analysis program is fantastic. So we've got this program. It's actually free to customers. You can actually, and I'll go back to 1-800-Cummins. That's the easiest way to sign up. Call 1-800-Cummins. They can walk through the process. But the whole point is that whether you want to extend your intervals or not, oil analysis offers you a sort of health checkpoint. We will help you. We'll work with you. We'll send you a kit of sample tubes. And all of this is for free. And you for a preset frequency, if it's every 10,000 miles, you take a sample, mail it to us. Everything's prepaid. We will test the oxidation levels and look at the oil to see how well the engine's performing, and if you can extend your oil drain intervals. If you're saying you're going 40,000 miles and we feel like you can go up to 60, we'll let you know at the end of two oil drains.
Okay.
And upwards of 80,000 is where we have some of our maximum customers.
Other than what we talked about, what else are you folks sharing at a show like the Mid-America Trucking Show with drivers?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got all of our products out on the booth. We've got plenty of interactive displays. We actually have our show trailer in the booth. That we've got a lot of unique products that are in a very concentrated location. Everyone, you can see everything in a space of 20 feet by 50 feet.
Yeah.
And so I think the key though for us at this show, and the thing that's most exciting for us is having our experts on the show floor. We've got some of the design engineers who sometimes don't see the light of day, getting out here to really talk with the customers and explain how some of these things work. What is our actual vision and how do we expect to help the customer in the future?
Very nice. Knowing from, doing the show for over 20 years, that's a unique opportunity to get, with those folks.
Absolutely.
And I know it's a unique opportunity for, as you mentioned, for them to get out and see the light of day, but also to talk to the end user.
Right.
So, great opportunity. And of course, if they don't come to a show like the Mid-America Trucking Show, they can go online.
Absolutely. Yeah. CumminsEngines.com is probably the best place to go, at least to start.
Yeah.
You can, and certainly we've got, 200 distributor locations around the U.S. We're represented by 3,500 dealers across the U.S.
Yeah.
There's experts everywhere.
Yeah. Grant Russo from Cummins, you guys are always so generous with your time at shows like this, so thank you, and have a great show.
We appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.
Yep. All right.